So let's talk about a week back here through camp. Just your overall impression so far.
Excited about them, I think. I think we've got some real tools to work with. I think we've got four ends that can play, and we got four tackles that can play. Our secondary is really starting to play well. You know, Corey Butler is really a gifted athlete, so we should be pretty salty, I think.
Talk a little about Butler and just his progression.
Well, he's just a lot like I was, a natural great athlete. No, he's got great feet. He's got one of those abilities of a corner that he can be running side for side receiver. Receiver stops, he can stop right with him, just like he's a shadow, which that, you know, God creates those kind of guys, those kind of athletes. We don't make them. We'll work on him, but he's just a natural, really great athlete. He's got speed, he's got quickness. Hopefully he can help us in the return game too. So there's a lot of variables that he's going to fill in for us, I think.
Just when you get into pads, how much different does practice change?
Well, quite a bit, because the impact is a big difference. I mean, and it rocks people. When you start banging them around, you start getting double teams, knocking guys down, and guys getting after it, it's quite a different, both sides of the ball.
Saw you down here earlier in practice at the goal line stance. Looked like there's a little fumble there. He got there a little at the referee. Is it good just to be back out on the field again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got no sense. So I keep coming back for more punishment. But, well, he said he touched the pylon before he went down. And, you know, I told him perhaps he ought to open up and watch the game because there's a football game going on out here. I suggested he watch the game a little bit. But that's all right. That's all right. No, he was right. He was right. He did touch the pylon.
The defensive overall looked – the part that we saw looked like they were playing really well today. Just compared to the offense, what can you tell right now through the first week on both sides of the ball?
Well, defense should be ahead because defense has reacted, and you can make up a lot of things with effort. And we're not – we're really trying to fine-tune everything. I do not want to carry a lot of stuff in where guys are making mistakes. I'd rather go into a ball game and just play – good, solid base, core defense that we've always done here, and if they beat us, then they're better than us. Because I don't think that's going to happen very often.
Who have you been most impressed with, if anyone in particular, so far?
Oh, obviously, our linebackers are our great players. Kylie Fitz has been exceptional, and Hunter Dimmick is his old self. You know, he just keeps cranking. The inside guy, Senny, has been wonderful. I mean, you talk about anchor. He's not real big, but he's just. He plays his technique. He plays where he's supposed to be. The linebackers can trust him to be where he needs to be. And more, the more that you can get, the better off you are.
Can you talk about those young pups in the middle of the line? You got, you know, Lowell, who's had kind of a legacy with his brother, Star, and
right.
Then Filippo with his dad. Can you talk about those two guys?
Well, it's funny because Filippo was with us when I was with the Saints.
Oh,
we drafted
right.
him. We drafted him. So here I'm coaching a son. If Filippo has any son, I quit before I get third generation. That's enough. That's enough. It's time to get out of there. But, you know, Lowell is coming along. You know, he's still – which you can – it's hard to remember that these guys are young.
Right.
That they're young and they're going to make some young mistakes. But Filippo's very smart and Lowell's smart. And Stevie is a load. So, I mean, we've got some nice guys in there.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Pisoni Tessini, what have you seen from him so far?
Very physical kid. Very physical. He's green as grass as far as where to go, how to play the techniques and stuff. But every once in a while, he just kind of thumps somebody like Stevie does. And you go, ooh, that's pretty good. Now let's see if we can harness that horse and let him run, you know. But he needs to pick up the defense and learn. And like a couple of times he's standing out there when the ball's being thrown and he's kind of watching the ball. And as I tell him, I said, that's a $400 seat. Not many people have that seat in the middle of the 50-yard line. You get to watch the game. So get your backside running after that ball. So, and that's, again, you know, he hasn't been around here. He doesn't know how we do things around here.
Yeah. You know, is it? It's probably tough for a guy like that who has the physical capabilities he has to come and see four guys ahead of him like Utah has and to know that level with the level of competition he had in store for him when he got here, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he knows it's going to be competitive, but I think when he starts flying around the speed, and, you know, it's the same from high school to college to the NFL, the factor that changes is how quick people are in and out of techniques, and people are breaking to the ball, and people are coming off of pass blocks and pass rushing. I mean, all those things are happening a lot faster than they did when they were in high school.
I know you've been asked a few times about how the talent level overall compares to when you were here last year, but specifically talking about the defensive line.
What's up,
Utah
dude?
Has always had good defensive line talent, but how does it compare now versus the last time you were
here? I think that every step has been a positive step for them. You know, every year they've gotten a little better, they get a little bigger, they get a little faster, a little stronger. And now we stepped up. We've gone from the Mountain West. We stepped up to the Pac-12. And I think after 3 years of recruiting now, I think we're right in there. I don't think we have to step back from anybody.
Could you put out two defensive lines that are Pac-12 quality right now?
Probably not.
No?
I mean, just the polish. You know how I am, Matt. I'm a zero defect program. That's my deal. And we might have too many defects for the twos, but physically, fine. That's good. Well, let's go with these guys.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Your first scrimmage is tomorrow. What do you want to see?
Execution. Be where you're supposed to be and effort. Execution, effort. If we do those things, I'm not going to worry about it. We'll be fine.